Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum
as-salam. So for the commentary tonight, inshallah, I want to touch on a topic that some time ago I had given a khutbah about, but I know that the crowds for this evening and the crowds for the Friday night, for the Jum'ah khutbahs are a bit different. And I think it's a very interesting couple of verses that we encountered in Surah Al-Hijj. And it's, I think, a very good chance to reflect on them and see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Hijr, it's talking about hellfire. And it's talking about that the sinners will go to hell. And it says in verse 43, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, that hell is their promised goal. And then verse 44, which is the one I want to focus on, لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ, that hell has seven gates leading into it. Each gate gets its allotted share. So we have a very interesting situation here that the Quran is saying that hell has seven gates, and it actually gives a number. Now, as you know, in Arabic, seven can also mean many. It's used as an idiomatic expression. So we don't know if this is a way of the Quran saying it has many gates or specifically seven gates. God knows best. And for each gate is its allotted share. That makes me think, and God knows best, that there are many ways to get into hell. Sins against people, sins against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on. Now, the Quran also talks about heaven having gates. And so we see, for example, in Surah Az-Zumar, it's talking about how those who are God-conscious will be taken to heaven. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, that those who are God-conscious will be taken in crowds into heaven. And when they get there, they will reach heaven and they will find its gates open and waiting for them. فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, so many gates. But the Quran doesn't tell us how many gates heaven has. It says hell has seven, but it doesn't talk about heaven. And in the Sahih Hadith, however, we find that the Prophet, peace be upon him, specifies a number for the gates of heaven. And so I'll read just a portion of a Hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari that basically I'll paraphrase the first part. That those who have faith and testify that there is one God and Prophet is his messenger, and that Isa is the slave of Allah and his messenger, and so on, and that heaven is true and that hell is true, quote, will have the right to be admitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to paradise through whichever of the eight gates he wishes for his good deeds. And so the Prophet tells us in the Sahih Hadith, and God knows best, that heaven has eight gates. And so right there is a statement of mercy. Hell has seven, but heaven has eight. So we are hopeful that there are more ways to get into heaven than there are ways to go to hell as a part of God's mercy. And then in other hadiths, some of these eight gates have been actually named or specified by the Prophet. So in another strong hadith, and God knows best, that whoever spends doubly in the sake of Allah, nudiya min abwab al-jannah, that he will be called from the gates of heaven, ya abdullahi hadha khair, servant of Allah, you have done well. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّلَاةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّلَاةِ, whoever is one of the people of prayer, whoever prays well and prays much, will be called from the gate of prayer. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجِهَادِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الْجِهَادِ, whoever is a person of jihad, struggling in the way of Allah, he will be called from the gate of jihad. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصِّيَامِ, and whoever is one of the people of fasting, دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الرَّيَانِ, and so those who fast will be called from a gate in heaven called Ar-Rayyan. And there's another hadith that specifies that this Bab Ar-Rayyan, the gate that is called Ar-Rayyan, will be exclusively for those who fast. And others cannot enter heaven through Ar-Rayyan. وَمِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّدَقَةِ دُعِيَ مِنْ بَابِ الصَّدَقَةِ, and whoever is one of the people of charity will be called from the gate of charity. And then in yet another hadith, the Prophet is told that you have the right, Prophet of Allah, to enter into heaven those of your ummah, أدخل من أمتك من لا حساب عليهم من الباب الأيمن من أبواب الجنة. That those who will be allowed into heaven without even an accounting can enter through a gate that is called al-bab al-ayman. And so based on this, the scholars have said that there are five gates that have been named by the Prophet, peace be upon him: the gate of salah, the gate of jihad, the gate of as-sadaqah, charity, the gate of ar-rayyan for those who fast, and the gate that is known as al-bab al-ayman, the rightmost gate of heaven. So that leaves three that the Prophet didn't name. And so the scholars exerted themselves to try to do their best to say, well, what would these other three gates be? And then that becomes a matter of human opinion. But the consensus, or a strong series of opinions, are that one of the gates is Bab al-Hajj, those who go on pilgrimage. And another gate is called Bab al-Qadhimin al-Ghayd wal-Afina an-Nas, those who hold their temper in check and forgive others. And Bab al-Dhikr, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much. And so a nice activity, a nice approach, a nice goal perhaps, a nice Ramadan resolution may be for each of us to look at ourselves and say, where is my hope? Which gate do I want to be called from, or do I hope to be called from, and that I want to work toward being one of the people that inshallah will be called from that gate? Do I want the gate of salah? Do I want the gate of jihad? Do I want the gate of charity? Do I want etc., etc.? And try to make our Ramadan resolution to try to inshallah achieve that goal. And for the really, really ambitious and pious, among us, inshallah, I mean, when one of us hears these hadiths, we say, Allah, please make me eligible for one of these gates, any way in. But when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, talk about these doors of heaven, he said that whoever is called from one of these gates, there will be no grief, no difficulty upon them. And then he asked the Prophet, look at the ambition of the true believer. فَهَلْ يُدْعَى أَحَدٌ مِّن تِلْكَ الْأَبْوَابِ كُلِّهَا. Can anybody be called from all of these gates? Right? Not just one, but he wants to be good at everything. The prayer, the charity, the jihad, and so forth. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, told him, "Na'am, wa arju an takuna minhum ya Abu Bakr." Yes, and I hope you will be one of them, O Abu Bakr. And so my hope for all of you, inshallah, is that you will also be among them and be called not from just one gate, but from many gates, inshallah. May God bless you and your children. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.